Let us now rise together as we join in the prayers of the church. And today we're going to pray. We've been praying for our partners here at Peace Lutheran, and today we're going to pray for Zion Lutheran School and their ministry there. We bow our heads. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness and your love, which sustains us from day to day. Keep us in the saving faith that the last day be but the first day of our eternal deliverance. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, save our nation and grant health and wisdom to all who bear office in our land and throughout the world, that truth and justice prevail and that we may lead peaceable lives. Lord, in your mercy. Deliver us from all fear by filling us with your perfect love, ordering our days in your peace. Grant your blessing to all who work to bring peace safely in our daily lives. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, by your word and spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow, need, sickness, or adversity. Lord, we thank you that we are in partnership with many of the ministries in this community, in Philomath and extending to Corvallis. We thank you for the significant partnership with Zion Lutheran School as children go to learn about the world, discover the world, and to learn about you in Christian instruction. Bless the teachers, the children, the staff, the parents, all those that gather this week. Lord, also those in our community, our church community, that are in need of prayer. Lord, we uplift the Worth family as they mourn and celebrate the life of Joe, and thank you for the opportunity to gather this week and for days ahead to remember Joe and pass on his legacy with those memories. For Dylan and Kai, for Bev, Anne, Lord, especially for Sabina, that you'd grant her peace of mind and joy with her family in these precious days. For Nancy, Haley, Kibby, Rosanna, Joel, Ava, Brian, Michelle, Susan, and Farrell. Be with those who suffer persecution for the faith as well, Lord. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near. Lord, in your mercy. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. We do have a new opportunity that we haven't done before. We are going to present a slideshow presentation of our veterans here at Peace. Very thankful for all those who contributed, and especially thankful all of us for our veterans here at Peace.
Sweet the sound.
Let's rise together for this prayer and also for our final song. Let's pray. Lord God of hosts, stretch forth your almighty arm to strengthen and protect those who serve in the armed forces in our country. Support them in times of war and in times of peace. Keep them from all evil, giving them courage and loyalty. Grant that in all things they may serve with integrity and with honor. And Lord, especially this day, bless our veterans too, that their lives would be lived in your peace. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.